Because you see, there can be no real healing apart from repentance and turning to Christ. The only other option is to excuse or normalize sin, to rationalize that God just wants us to be happy and is somehow okay with our sinful choices. It might be a kind thing to say to someone who is really struggling in life with sin, but it is emotionally and spiritually destructive. And I've seen it. Unfortunately, in our day, it is society and culture which is the arbiter of what constitutes sin. And so it's no wonder we look out into the world today and we see the terrible consequences of the law of sin at work. So what can we do then to remain steadfast in Christ? Well, I think the first and most important thing is for us to reflect on the truth that Christ has rescued us, that we are free now from the laws that govern the kingdom of darkness. And that includes death. That includes slavery to Satan. We now live according to the laws that govern the kingdom of God. Laws that result in joy and peace, no matter what's going on around us. Remember, God made us his saints. God calls you and I holy people, because through baptism we have been washed by the blood of Christ. We have been given an eternal inheritance. In just a short while, we're going to be receiving the Lord's Supper. And did you know that's the point of convergence between heaven and earth? Because when we receive that sacrament of the Holy Supper this morning, we will be joined to Christ and the angels. And all of those who have died in Christ, in God, throughout history. Think of that. Think on that. For all these, we give thanks and praise to God. We can't see the law of gravity, we can't see gravity, can we? But we can definitely see what it produces. We can see how it works. Similarly, in like manner, we can see how the spiritual laws work and how they lead to vastly different outcomes in this life and in the life to come. So, rescued and adopted by God himself, we are now subjects of God's law of grace and love. And I think that can translate into how we view life. It gives us a different perspective of life. Is life just something that we get through until we get to heaven? Or is life something that we can celebrate by how we live out our lives in Christ? It impacts how we deal with our brokenness, especially in our relationships with one another when we are short-tempered and all other options for joy in life are gone. And you see, being centered in Christ gives us hope in the midst of our struggle, because we know that a time is coming when Jesus reappears that struggle will be over. So in keeping with that, I'm going to say what I told you last Sunday. And I just like saying it. When Jesus reappears, we, along with all fellow believers, will be eternally glorified, given new bodies. And we will live together on this remade and restored earth with Christ Himself in our midst. Let this be your joy, your peace, that which moves you in life, that which gives you hope. God's grace and peace be yours now and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.